Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on current events, trends, market reports, and community discussions. Join us each week from Tampa, Florida, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, my boy, the voice of the produce industry, Patrick Kelly.
Hey, produce people, welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast. I'm your host, Patrick Kelly. As always, I am honored to be here coming to you live from Houston, Texas. Today is April 15th, 2024, and we are just getting back from Houston, Texas. That's right, the Texas International Produce Association's Viva Fresh Showcase. It was amazing if you were there. A couple announcements before we get started, everyone. This week, April 18th, 2024, we have Neil Gallarte on our virtual networking hour, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, talking about digital transformation, as well as some behind the scenes of editing the podcast. Also, April 23rd through the 25th, CPMA in Vancouver, Canada. You can catch me on the first day at booth 931 with Peak of the Market. There's going to be a photo booth. We're going to have some fun props, and we're going to be chatting it up with a lot of the local growers with Peak of the Market. And then the week after that, May 1st, we have Fresh Produce and Floral Council, the FPFC. I will be speaking at their keynote breakfast with a few great panelists, and we're going to be talking about change, some amazing ideas on how to be a great leader, and, well, listen, I'll be real. You're going to have to wait to find out or be there. Now, everyone, our co-host for today, as always, when we recap these shows, Ross, the produce boss. What's happening, Ross?
Hey, Patrick. Happy to be here. It's been a lot of fun the last couple days here in Houston, Texas.
You know, I was talking to someone, and I'm not going to tell them who. When they listen to this, they're going to be like, dude, that was so me. I was like, yeah, I'm really enjoying Houston. He's like, you like Houston? Like, this is enjoyable for you? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, really? What's enjoyable? Tell me. And I was like, man, this guy doesn't like Houston. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, I don't think he likes it. But
it's a cool spot here. The hotel is very nice. You got stadiums around.
Yeah.
I walked to dinner last night. You know, weather was nice. It's been a good spot for this Viva Fresh.
Yes, for Houston, I think hopefully we go back to Dallas. I think that everybody was spread out. You know how we talk about some of the other shows when they're really spread out versus having them in one prime location. I mean, it was crazy packed here. A lot of pushing and shoving in the hallway before the reception. I don't know, because I obviously, having the media pass, I was able to get in early to talk to some of the retailers and other exhibitors and VIPs that were there last night. But it seemed a little jam-packed. I want to be real with that, because again, we always talk about the goods and the bads of the shows. It was packed. I mean, the aisles, well, we'll get into that all, but I mean, even just the hotel itself. Yeah, the hotel itself has been packed. The restaurants, everything. It's just all been packed. But everyone, Viva Fresh Showcase pumped in, what, Wednesday? It started pretty much, if you were here for the port tours. And then yeah. Thursday, because, you know, Suhanra spoke at the port.
Nice.
A lot of big things happened at the port.
There's a lot coming into the port here. I've talked to a lot of growers, shippers, and it seems like Houston is more of a destination for bringing product in, fresh produce.
Well, you know what Houston's also here for is not a lot of produce companies. You know, Houston has the terminal market, but the terminal market, how far is it from the actual port? And a lot of the produce companies that are here, they're for distributors, but a lot of it's food service, so there's not much places to go. So what I've been finding out from a lot of people is the industry is getting together to build a better supply chain within Houston,
which is important. The industry getting together, supporting one another.
Yeah.
Without everyone, produce would be more of a challenge.
It's been a good show. Thanks for the executive lounge access. We're in the executive lounge, everyone. Again, right there in the hotel. We didn't have to go anywhere. Remember last time we had to go to other, like back to our hotel to record?
Yeah.
So, but let's start off. So Thursday, We got in on Thursday. You got in Wednesday night.
Yep.
I got in Thursday. Talked to them like, you started your day off. Okay. I started my day off flying in and heading straight to the Houston terminal markets at 8 o'clock. And where did you go?
I went and visited DMRE Fresh. Got to see the operations there. We have one of our companies to rent some of the space. We do some business out of it. But they do a lot of tomatoes there. They also do some food service distribution. So they have a ton of different products that I was able to see. So I was able to see a lot of products of vendors that we deal with. See some products of vendors that maybe we don't currently do business with. See all the operations they do. See the tomato repacking they do. Really nice facility there at DMRE Fresh.
I like it. Yeah, I went over to Brothers Produce before we met up. Brothers, the Houston Terminal Market, and Brent will even tell you, it's not a great spot. Like, it's very jam-packed. There's a lot of people on it, but it's older. There's not room for expansion for something, you know, like the Brothers Produce does, the food service company that they are. How they manage that in and out is very strategic, to be real with you. So got to go over and see Brent, got to go see the buyers over there, them getting ready for, you know, Viva Fresh being in their town. And, you know, they buy for a lot of local companies. So they have trucks running all throughout Houston. And I thought it was cool just, you know, seeing the Brothers Produce truck around Houston when we're at a trade show, you know?
It's always fun to see a friend's trucks and stuff out. I mean, I didn't get to see the market, but I have been to Chicago and New York recently. And, you know, the terminal markets are definitely a different animal. Doing that Hunts Point terminal market at the New York show.
Crazy.
That was crazy.
That's sales, and, everyone. And, for real.
Yeah. And I think some of these markets definitely are starting to show their age, unfortunately. So I think that's something that's going to be addressed in a number of different markets over the next number of years.
Yeah. All right. Retail store business. Name them off. Where'd we go?
We went to Fiesta.
Okay.
Aldi.
Yes.
Central Market.
Yes.
And Randall's.
And Randall's. Yes, we did. So we got four stores, which you think like, oh, wait, you should have done more. But just driving between and going through and, like, you know, you're fake shopping. You're like window shopping. You know what I mean?
No, we had to fit in lunch.
And lunch.
And we had people that had schedules. That
and
we
schedules,
had to
yes.
account for. So, you know, you have to comment.
Shout out to Tara Murray and Maddie Fisher.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Two ladies that were willing participants in our retail tour drive.
Tara and Maddie, they're awesome. Hanging out with them, it's fun. And they're real. That's what's cool about it. They're real. So we did all those stores, and I say all of them, four stores, but it gives you kind of an idea of the supply chain here in Texas. It kind of shows you who's delivering what supply chains are coming in, who's bringing in tropicals, who's bringing in citrus, who, you know what I mean? It's like you kind of see a mix, and it's different from everywhere that you go.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to see, you know, Aldi is nationwide. Obviously, I go to a lot of Aldi's.
But different products here.
Near me. And that's what I was alluding to is, you know, the different products, key limes, more tropicals. They actually had bigger size bags of potatoes.
Saw that when you picked
here.
That one up.
That, you know, that was a Mountain King brand, 10-pound bag. But it's definitely a lot of different products that are catering to what the demographic about around here is shopping for, cooking for.
Yeah.
What I thought was interesting was at the Fiesta store, there's virtually no prepared foods.
So none.
Their shoppers are ones that are going to go and cook everything at home.
They're
everything themselves.
Everything that I saw in people's baskets, very large quantities.
Yes. Yeah, they're going and doing it at home.
And then Aldi's. There was two rows of produce aisle. So it's
typical setup.
So people just shopping for convenience, not bulk.
What I did find interesting is, though, versus the markets around us, a lot of the warm veg was kind of in refrigerated section where it's out on tables near us. And I'm guessing that's probably for supply chain and quality reasons. You know, with the Texas heat, they probably want to extend any whatever shelf life they can. Although you're not necessarily hurting the product, but it's not the typical Aldi that we have in us where a lot of that product is sitting out so that, you know, you don't have that same shelf life. It's different, but you also have different climate zones here.
You're true. In. And then we saw Central Markets, which is always an amazing one. I got to hang out a lot with Ashley Ojeda this year virtually because she was our coach for the Clean Eating Challenge. That's also part of here at Viva Fresh. So I got to got to see Ashley, but then also got to go to HEB Central Markets too. So the Central Markets was awesome as always. had a lot of great items in it, a lot of great displays, a Citricasa juicer, right? It had a lot of amazing things. And then even the Randalls, even though it's a, is Randalls an Albertsons or a Kroger? Comment if you know. Let us know. But they, even on all the stores we went to, were good representations of Texas and why we're here for Viva Fresh, right?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Back to the Central Market, I was really impressed with the amount of variety and everything that they have.
I mean, it'll make you try something new.
The wall of apples, the amount of different grapes that they have.
You've never been to that one, right?
I've not been to that one.
I've been to that one twice, yes.
I've been to other Central Markets, but not to that one.
And that one's the mushroom display. Did you see the mushroom displays?
Mushroom display.
It was crazy.
The wall of ice with vegetables. Yeah. And then just all the tropicals, the juices that they do in-house.
Yeah, a lot.
Bananas at the back corner. What really impressed me was also the prepared foods.
Oh, that's the Central Markets has that down.
Walking the store, the bakery was impressive. The deli was impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, at middle of the afternoon, 20 people in line to get a sandwich made. I was like, must be a really good sandwich.
Must be a really good sandwich.
Must be a really good sandwich.
So hats off to Central Markets as always. Yeah. Well, let's get into the schedule. So Thursday night after we got done with that, there was other things that happened throughout the day. The brew tour, the golf tournament, AM and PM. Like I said, we did things a little different because we're trying to explore more of the Houston area. Houston Astros reception, I did not go to. I'll tell you what, a lot of times I love coming to these, but sometimes they're so jam-packed and to get client meetings or meetings with people, and I'm not sure it was on my path, to be honest with you. So I was not able to go to that, but I heard it was awesome. I saw the pictures, kind of being down all the way on the field. That seems pretty cool, man. I mean, you can't beat that. Yeah, you can't beat that. Leading to Friday, that's where, you know, I'll tell you what, man, I was swamped. I was, you know, doing videos and, you know, interviews and more conversations throughout the day and, you know, getting to talk with everybody, catching up with some people from IFPA. Like, I haven't seen some of the people from IFPA because they don't go to the other regional shows. And then I know you did some of the education. So yeah. I have heard mixed reviews on the Lime review, and I heard the moderators were halfway, you know, below five, you know, so it was different. It was
a struggle. The two gentlemen obviously were very knowledgeable, but they were basically reading from a USDA book. I would say Dante did the best part of keeping people engaged. The camera angle on the limes and the light, it was from the video screen, you know, in the audience trying to watch, was a challenge. I think in the future, my suggestion would be to maybe have like stations.
Oh, good idea.
Where, you know, you can have the product and actually get the people to kind of see it. So it may involve more inspectors, you know, where you try to keep it to 20 people or so at a station and make it more interactive.
Maybe make it every 20 minutes within the hour, so there's three different sessions that rotate people in and out too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think anywhere they could make it a little bit more interactive. Like I said, Dante did a good job of trying to help them and keep
we want to touch our produce.
Keeping it engaged, but it was a little dry, but it's a very important topic, you know, talking about, you could hear a lot of shippers and distributors talking about rejections for the different quality defects and how they fall in. You know, they also talked about lighting, you know, the importance of daylight versus fluorescent lights and different things that can have an impact on how you're, you know, visually inspecting the limes. So it was good information. The booklets that they gave out were very handy.
I got one.
I'm taking one of those back for our group. You know, I think it's always good to educate and have the buyers and the audience, you know, throughout the supply chain understand what is allowed, what the tolerances are, you know, because you always think on the retail side of things, you know, it has to be perfect. But it doesn't have to be perfect. You know, we're dealing with Mother Nature. We're dealing with so many variables. It's not a can of produce. It's fresh produce.
Yep.
And so it's not always going to be perfect, but it's still going to have the attributes and the health benefits, regardless of the appearance, for most times that will be user-friendly for a customer.
Yeah. And that's what it's about. And listen, you know, speaking of those health benefits,
After that was the, well, I think we had the keynote from 12 to 2.
That was good.
I didn't even get to that because I was still with all the other clients that we were dealing with recording and getting the audio done. And so that was crazy, but I did get to see the keynote speaker in the Clean Eating Challenge. He was the moderator there. So nice. How was the keynote though?
Keynote was good. We had a nice green salad. They talked about produce challenges and Texas weather. It's supposed to be dandelion greens. It was more of a mixed green salad because of some weather challenges and supply chain issues, you know, which is something we deal with on a daily basis and why the produce industry is so good at adapting and being fluid. The lunch was, obviously it was chicken, so I didn't get to have that.
Nope.
I had the vegetarian option, which was a vegetarian option.
Yeah, I know about those.
You know, and then they went through different topics and different people presenting different things, you know, such as awards, the clean eating.
Okay.
Peloton.
That was Gabe. Award. Gabe Chavez won the Peloton.
You know, talked about that and some different things related to Viva Fresh and, you know, the Texas International Produce Association, you know, just why they do what they do, why it's an important part of our supply chain and industry.
Yeah, so, no, for sure.
But getting into Max, you know, he's an author, he's a cookbook, he's got all these different things. It kind of started off where you're like, where is this going? But then he really got engaged, hearing some of the things he's talking about, some of debunking the different, you know, diets and different things and just, you know, what people need to be considerate of. You know, I really took away of trying to make small changes, but, you know, where can I incorporate more? He talked about fasting. He talked about the carnivore diet. Just different things that people can do, different health benefits to, you know, to get their bodies in a different system. You know, it's all about getting the blood work right and getting the body right. So everyone's body is going to be a little bit different. Different things are going to work for different people. You know, different durations are going to work for different people. So it's always constantly evolving. I know as I've gotten older, I've seen that more in my body, you know, how I can do things and what it can handle, you know, at my age now versus, you know, younger age. And so it's continuing to look at that and making sure that you're just taking care of your body, whether it's through nutrition, through mental health, through physical fitness, all those different attributes that play in the role of being healthy. And you're not always going to be perfect.
No.
So, you know, you may be more focused on your nutrition today, but tomorrow you may need to focus more on mental health.
It's always changing.
So I'm interested in looking at some of his books, you know, checking it out and trying to learn more. I think
now that you say all the two, it brings it together. When I was at the Clean Eating Challenge, and some of the things he was talking about, now they were asking questions, and we'll move into the Clean Eating Challenge. I was part of the Clean Eating Challenge since, you know, October of last year, and Jen Velasquez runs that program with Full Tail Marketing. It was great. Like I said, I mean, Ashley Ojeda of HEB and was our coach, and Susie Ray of Index Fresh was our coach. So it was amazing. I mean, what I always say to people are like, man, don't you always eat, you know, healthy now? Yeah, I do. I mean, but I said, I want to eat healthier. So instead of going home and, you know, when you're really busy and you want to just grab a PB&J because that's all you can think about, like that's what your brain can think about what to make. Mm-hmm. I try to retrain my brain. Like when you go home on lunch, if you do, don't just grab a PB&J. You're gonna sit there for 15, 20 minutes. So why don't you cook some asparagus? It only takes 10 minutes. You know what I mean? Just like little things like that. And I did it. So it's like you build a habit or a healthier version. So then when you think about a snack, now you're not thinking about a PB&J. So that's kind of what it did for me, you know? It wasn't about weight. It wasn't about, like I said, I wasn't healthier. There was something that happened to me. I thought it'd be cool because it's a clean eating challenge. So I challenged myself. And then we got to hear from some of the participants and from some of the coaches with Max on their journey. And some of the journeys started because they were sick or something happened and something, you know, in their life. And that's okay, right? And that's how they started their journey. So it was pretty cool. And we got to see everybody that was in the challenge together in one place.
Yeah, and I think hearing some of the people's stories, we all get busy in life, you know, kids, activities, you know, for whatever reason it may be, every person's gonna be different. You know, healthy choices, healthy decisions, you know, may get put on the back burner because you're just trying to get through the day. You know, you're exhausted. You've got to take your kids here and there, and
Uber drivers
do that. So, you know, you're like, I just don't have the energy, the capacity to do this, to make a healthy meal, you know, so.
But if you always have it in your mind, you will, because it's just, it's almost like it's easier to make it than to have to feel the way you feel the next day.
True.
Right? So it's like, and you'll enjoy the time, you know, a lot more because like my nutritionist said, you're going to take, ready? You eat it a PB&J, right? Pop it open, like I described, Crustables, you eat it. The other 15 minutes of time, you're not eating. You're going to be sitting down watching TV or doing something else. But actually taking that real time and break, right, to cook it is probably the amount of time you'd have sat hanging out for 15 minutes or doing something that you shouldn't have been doing. You should have been taking a full 30 minutes to sit down, right?
Yeah.
So like I said, it's like training your brain a little bit more. And then with your brain's training, your body will crave that food. So when you go to get something, you're like, oh, I do. I've got Brussels sprouts or asparagus. And instead of going, oh, that takes 15 minutes, your brain goes, it only takes, you know, 15 minutes. So, but yeah, I mean, it's overall, I would suggest if you want to talk to nutritionists and make your healthier choices, sign up. It's a cool program.
One thing that I learned too was that with everything, you know, it's planning, it's making sure that your partner is on board with you. You know, you've got that support channel. So if you're going to want to make healthy choices, you got to make sure that your family is going to be okay with it as well. So whether your spouse, your partner,
yeah, you should check with them. Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah,
we found success, you know, in our family where we try to plan on the weekends, do the shopping. And know on nights that we're going to be busy trying to have a meal that's easy, whether that be a crock pot or something simple, just as like taco meat and doing taco salad or tacos,
but
whatever
still
it
has,
may be.
But still has all the elements of it.
Correct.
Did you attend any of the other ones, Feeding the World or the TSA Pre-Check? Those didn't really...
tomato suspension.
Apply. No, I know there was a lot of people coming in and out of it. We did the YTIPA a few years ago. We participated and interviewed some of the YTIPA people. We did not go to the YTIPA, but we did do the welcome reception last night, which was completely packed.
I got there late. I had a dinner before, but even in the last few hours of that, it was like trying to get through.
Hands down, it was good.
I mean, busy space.
I mean, hands down, the music was good. The people was good. Getting in and out was horrible. We left a little early just to get out of it. You know what I mean? And but I thought it was amazing. Food was good. You know, flatbreads were good. Tacos were good. And like I said, the company of people were good as well. Moving into this to the next day, which was Saturday, which was the day of the trade show. There was the expo. They had buyer speed meetings in the morning. They had the breakfast and then the opening ceremony. I started off, I was on the Fresh Cred podcast with Shay Myers in the morning, talking about the journey of entrepreneurship, you know, in our podcast. And then, you know, 9:30, I was in it, and it was that the trade show room floor was crazy.
Yeah, so we were fortunate enough at Fresh Edge to have a speed meeting room.
Oh, really?
And so we were able to facilitate some meetings in that. It wasn't necessarily set up. We were able to set up our own, which was really nice. So we had some meetings with vendors prior to the show. So that having that space provided by them was really beneficial to us. So appreciate Viva Fresh and Jen reaching out with that opportunity. We greatly appreciated it.
Yeah, it's cool. Well, I can tell you, man, the floor was crazy. I was at the Continental Fresh booth.
Packed.
Still, got to see a lot of retailers, a lot of buyers. Like I always say, the Viva Fresh Showcase, there's a lot of vendors and clients that come to these shows that don't go to other shows. Mm-hmm. Like, we were just at SCPC a few months ago, and I don't think you see as much, like, the Mexico companies that come up across Nogales at the southern shows or versus the northern shows. But I think, like I said, I think it's great because you get to get the real mix and diversification with some of the regional shows. I think it's great. Like I said, the only thing is there was so much going on at this hotel too. Like, I felt like everybody was busy. Like, they were busy all the time. So it's like some of these people I didn't go talk to because I felt like they were always in like deep conversations with other people, you know?
It was hard to get through. There was aisles that you looked down and you were like, how am I going
to
do this?
Then you would go to a different aisle and circle back.
Yeah, or, you know, try to circle back. I mean, even up until 2 o'clock when we kind of met.
It was still packed.
Afterwards, it was packed. And I know they adjusted the times due to some events going on in the afternoon and evening. So that was kind of neat, but my only suggestion would be like maybe have the lunch food not in the room. I get you want to have it in the room to.
That's always a controversy. You know what I mean?
Keep them in there, but it just at that time you couldn't get it. You couldn't get through that area.
What happens is the booths expect their people to just go get food and come back. It's not a real break.
Yeah,
I've said this before. There needs to be an exhibitor lounge. Okay. Multiple rooms need to be opened up and there needs to be an exhibitor lounge because exhibitors are the ones that are putting on and they should be able to have a break to go get drinks and food and snacks and things like that because they're the ones putting in the work today, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, we are too walking the floor, but not as much as the exhibitors. No, wait till my first like real thing that I do, you know what I mean? Just wait, like you'll see.
But the amount of time and effort and energy they put into building those booths and getting, you know, and then the Viva Fresh and them getting the buyers and everyone here, you know, you want to make sure that it's value for everybody, for both sides.
Yeah, oh, for sure. And it's kind of even playing field for all the booths. So I can't even say like, what was your favorite booth? Because to be real, like everybody's kind of got a similar setup, you know what I mean?
Which I think is nice.
Which again, it's a table, it's a backdrop. You can have a TV, you can do a few things. But it's very clean cut of a 10 by 10. But yeah, I thought it was a great show. Again, seeing people that you don't normally get to see, like I'll head out to, you know, Vancouver in what, another week or so, same thing, right? You're gonna see people that didn't go to this show in Vancouver and then the next show. So looking forward to it, love being in Houston, man. We got a lot of cool interviews coming up.
Yep.
Let's go ahead, cut to break, and let's go ahead and get some of those interviews on and rolling.
JGLC, the place to be, a third-generation, family-owned and operated asset-based company. Throughout their 60 years in business, integrity, reliability, and loyalty to their customers has remained their top priority. JGLC guarantees 24/7 communication with your personal logistics coordinator. They offer competitive pricing without sacrificing services. They operate throughout the United States and Canada. JGLC's customers count on them for dependability and dedication carried out on every order, every time. 60 years of service for all your trucking needs. Visit them at jglc.com for your custom quote.
I love grapes.
Whoa, what's this?
Dude, that's a snack with impact.
Wait, what?
You know, Sunrays. They are the snack with impact. All their grapes and mandarins are certified, sustainably grown, so you know the planet and people are being taken care of. And they make a donation to save the children with every package packed so kids can thrive around the world.
No way. So every time I have Sunrays grape or mandarin, I'm making the world a better place?
Duh. That's why they call it the snack with impact.